It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
It's the Ford Shine Bright sales event, and Ford is helping you be a light for others this holiday season. Right now, get special offers on select Ford trucks and SUVs. Come in and choose a vehicle in stock, or simply place a custom order, lock in your rate, and you're protected. Hurry in to your local Ford dealer today and find the Ford vehicle that helps you shine bright all season long. Not all models, trims, or features may be available or may be subject to change.
Back with you here at halftime, 36-34, Wisconsin leading USC. A half away from trying to come away from this battle for Atlantis with a 2-1 record here in this very prestigious tournament. Let's take a look at some of the stats. The big story in this one, three-point shooting for both teams. Southern Cal with 6 for 13 from beyond the arc, 46% three-point shooting. Badgers even better, 7 of 16. Not even better, but they have knocked down one more. 7 of 16 for a 44% three-point percentage. Badgers done a really good job from the field as well, 14 of 28. Badgers getting 9 points from Chucky Hepburn. Three early threes in this one from Chucky. Really good to see. Jordan Davis, some good minutes. 8 points out of him. And Stephen Crowell, 7 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists. Boogie Ellis, no surprise there. He's led the way for USC with 13 points in this game so far. We have plenty more coming your way. Stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This has been the Halftime Report presented by Culver's. Stay tuned. Second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Yay.
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing, it really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
With you courtside here in the Bahamas, 36-34, Wisconsin leads USC with Andy North, Lane Grindle with you on the American Family Insurance broadcast table. Badgers with a good finish to that first half. And some big minutes, Andy, from a lot of different guys. I mean, great to see Jordan Davis play the way he did in the first half, of course. But the minutes from Isaac Lindsay down the stretch, he's played a minute 44 in this game. But boy, was that a quality minute 44.
Well, I think overall, Coach Garf's done a really good job of giving pretty much everybody some rest. Max has played the most, almost 19 minutes. But he can go forever. All in all, I think that if you're going to get tired, it'll be the second half. So it's so much of it's mental, and now they're in a good game. So it's, you know, they're having a lot of fun out there playing.
Correct myself. Isaac played 5 minutes, 39 seconds. Looking at the wrong stat sheet that they handed us. It's hard to keep these organized.
Yes, we have so many stat sheets,
yeah,
don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Trojan basketball as we start the second half. Boogie Ellis walking it across half court. Hepburn defending him. Now left side to Dixon Waters. Peterson flashes out to that left wing with the basketball. High post goes White, comes out to the top of the key with the basketball. Now right side, Boogie Ellis with a driving at the free throw line. Picks up the dribble, back out to Peterson. 7 to shoot on the shot clock for the Trojans. White back to Ellis, just 5 to shoot on the shot clock. Ellis driving behind the back. Step back 3 in the face of Hepburn, no good. And we got a foul against USC.
I think there's also a flop call there.
Oh, we got a flop call.
Yeah, they're going to call that when the shooter falls down, yeah, trying to draw a call.
That's exactly what it is. Chucky Hepburn will shoot the free throw for the Badgers. We saw Max Klusmick get called for it yesterday against Kansas.
I actually hate it. That worked well for us there, although Chucky is in the bad miss. That, I mean, it's just one more thing the officials are asked to do.
Right.
Just play basketball, for gosh sakes. They got enough trouble calling these games without looking for all this extra junk.
So Hepburn misses the free throw, and it's Badger basketball coming the other way now. Just underway, second half, 36-34 Wisconsin. Klesman feeds on the right block to Hepburn, working against Ellis in the paint. Spin move with the left hand off the glass for two.
Really, really a good play. They ran Chucky down underneath. He posted up, and he may not be the tallest guard in the country, but he's one of the strongest guys, and he's able to get a nice shot up on the glass and falls.
Hepburn into double figures with 11 now, 4-for-5 shooting. And now timeout as Boogie Ellis has something that the officials want USC to take care of here. Greg Gard says, are we going to keep playing with him on the bench, or are we going to stop the game so they can work on Boogie Ellis? It looks like the trainer coming over, so there must be a cut. It looks like his mouth is cut, and he's got a towel now on it, and he's working on that, kind of wiping it. But at some point, you got to get the game going.
Seriously,
again.
What are we doing? Sub for him or play him? Come on.
And he's going to stay in the game, and then the official's saying, no, that's still bleeding. So you're going to have to put a bandage or something on that before we'll let you back on the floor to play. Andy Enfield doesn't like it, but it was a very quick, nope, you're not going to come back on this floor. And so Kobe Johnson will check into the game for Ellis here.
This is basketball. It's not soccer. You don't get to lay down and just wait around until it's time to come back at it. Let's go.
So USC basketball, it's a 38-34 Badger lead, 19:07 remaining in the game. Morgan with the basketball, high post right side. Hands it off to White in the corner. Johnson swings it around to Peterson on the left wing. Now a handoff to Dixon Waters on the left wing. Crosses over. Jumps up for a two over Tyler Wall. And it's 38-36.
Well, you wouldn't have thought that was really a good shot to take. Great defense, but he knocked it down.
Hepburn gives to Crowell at the top of the key. High post entry pass to Wall on the right elbow. Puts it on the floor. They'll double team him. Pass nearly taken away, but Crowell gets it back. Feeds Wall. Spins on the baseline. Goes up high off the glass for two. Oh, what a strong move by Tyler Wall.
Beautiful spin move to the baseline.
40-36. Badgers by four. 18-22 remaining. Dixon Waters with it, defended by Wall. Left wing Johnson. Into the corner now. Peterson puts it on the floor with the right hand. Driving left elbow. Dumps it underneath for Johnson. And he will kiss it off the glass for two and the foul. And Kobe Johnson, we told you, the Nicolet product, going to the line.
That's three on Max Klusman. Kind of got caught up underneath him as he jumped. That really hurts because he is such a good defensive player, and he and Tyler Wall have been switching off on Peterson.
And he'll come out of the game. Connor Asijan will check in for Klesman here. It's a 40-38 advantage for the Badgers with 18-12 remaining, and Johnson at the free throw line. Johnson's been good from the line this year, and that trend not the same here as he misses. Asijan gets the board for the Badgers. Hands it off to Hepburn, who walks it up the floor for Wisconsin. Left side, Tyler Wall with the basketball on the left wing. Hands it off to Crowell. Now popping out on the left wing is Hepburn with it. Dribble to use, puts it on the floor with the left hand. Driving baseline, kicks out to Wall. Wall on the left wing, driving now into the paint. Right hand going up strong, knocked around. And last touch by USC. It'll stay with the Badgers. A lot of contact there.
A lot. Four guys hit Tyler Wall on that one.
But it does stay with Wisconsin. Tyler Wahl looking a little bit like he looked in the second half yesterday, like he's hunting baskets right now and trying to drive the basketball to the hoop. They get it to the crowd, driving inside, left hand, no good, as the shot clock was expiring, and USC comes away with it. Here's Kobe Johnson pull up three from the top of the key, and he buried it. USC back out in front, 41-40. Yeah,
just kind of the last guy in the transition. No one picked him up.
Johnson was just 1 for 9 from beyond the arc coming into today. Jordan Davis back out. Crowell open for three. Stephen Crowell too strong. And Hornery pushing off of Wahl. The foul's going to be against Hornery. And so it'll stay with the Badger, or stay underneath with the Badgers. Chucky Hepburn will get it in. Good call by the official. 17-13 remaining. 41-40 USC with a one-point advantage. Hepburn trying to get it in. Asijan off a screen. Deep two in the corner. That's too strong. Tipped around into the hands of Morgan. And now losing the basketball is Hornery. Last touch by Hornery. It's going to go back to the Badgers. Well, they ran a nice inbound play to a siege. I think he might have been best served just to go ahead and inbound play to a siege. I think he might have been best served just to go ahead and shoot that three in the corner.
The guy ran at him hard enough. He pump faked him up in the air and he had a wide open 15-footer.
Basketball gives it up to Hepburn, who resets things with 20 to shoot of the shot clock. Hepburn driving in the paint, jump stop up high off the glass, no good. Peterson comes away with it for USC. Surveying the floor, working against Asijan. Little contact, bounce back. Jumper from the right elbow, no good for Peterson. Up ahead to Wahl in transition. Here come the Badgers the other way. Wahl sifting through defenders, but the jumper off the backboard too strong. Here come USC the other way. Dixon Waters for three from the left wing. That's good, and the Trojans with a four-point advantage.
Transition three. It's just what they're looking for. Badgers didn't get back on defense.
44-40. Trojans with the lead. 16-13 remaining in the game. Crowell, right of the circle with the basketball. Gives it to Wahl. Driving at the free throw line. Kick out Hepburn. Back to Wahl over left side. That's Davis. Low block entry to Crowell. Backing in on Morgan. Diving underneath with that right hand. He'll draw the foul. And he's going to go to the line to shoot two. Physical game.
I know this is very old-fashioned, but I'd love it if Steven tried to use the glass a little bit more on the basket. When you're getting hit, you've got a lot better chance of making it if you throw it up against the glass than if you're trying to all soft it into the rim.
Timeout on the floor. When we come back, Crowell will be at the free throw line. 44-40 USC with a four-point advantage, 15:57 remaining. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Fly your team flag.
Down he goes. Another sack.
Cue up, jump around, and rep your Cardinal and white Bucky gear.
He's gone all the way.
It's Badger football.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Let's go.
6 more on the board for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Join us Saturday. It's the regular season finale against the rival Gophers. Our coverage begins at 12:30.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Bright sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 45. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 30. Sunny skies again tomorrow, highs level off around 54. A dusting of snow Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 43.
Put your trust in a bank that's been focused on serving the people and businesses in Wisconsin and all across the country since 1863. That's U.S. Bank. Stop by your local branch or log on today. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. 44-40. It's been an 8-0 run for the Trojans. It's been mainly done with Boogie Ellis on the bench as well for USC.
And the big part of that, too, back-to-back transition threes. Batters didn't quite get back, didn't find the guys on the perimeter, and that's what they've done so well this year defending the three. Well, today, USC's done a great job getting those off of transition.
Badgers have missed their last six shots. They've had some looks inside. They just haven't fallen.
Yeah, and, you know, could there have been some fouls in there? Yes. I mean, it's very physical inside, but that's when you got to go up really strong, make sure you use the glass, get every advantage you can.
So Crowd to the free throw line here. First one too strong.
He's missed more free throws down here in the Bahamas than he's missed in the last 10 or 12 games.
Just a little long. Second free throw on the way. That one's good.
He does always make the second one, though.
44-41 USC. 15-54 remaining in this ball game.
Isaac Kobe Johnson back in.
With Isaac Lindsay defending him. Left side, Drew Peterson driving, tries to scoop it underneath the right, knocked out of bounds, and last touch by the Trojans. It's Badger basketball. And now, the other official coming in to overrule and say it's going to stay with USC.
I believe that was the same official that had trouble blowing his whistle when guys were standing out of bounds throwing passes that won games. But that's a whole other story.
You get it into Kajani Wright. Peterson with the basketball. Left elbow jumper is no good. Left it short. Carter Gilmore with the rebound for Wisconsin. And he gives it to Lindsay, who will bring it up to four for the Badgers. Jordan Davis on the right wing, defended by Peterson. Now Gilmore with it. Asijan just being pulled every time he tries to flash out on one of those wings. Driving is Gilmore all the way to the glass, but blocked by Hornery and into the hands of Dixon Waters. Here comes USC the other way. Peterson looking in the corner for Dixon Waters. Finds him. Uses a screen on Asijan. Jumps up for the three from the left wing. No good. Tipped out of bounds. And it's Badger ball.
Bodies all over the place. Carter Gilmore, great move on that last offensive possession, getting to the rim. Did get a lot of ball on the block, but there's a ton of body. Knocked Carter to the floor.
44-41 USC, 15 minutes remaining in the game. Lindsay on the right wing with Crowell. Now Davis with the dribbles over top of the key. Finds Lindsay left wing for three. Lindsay in and out, no good. Peterson with the rebound for the Trojans.
Really a good look. Ball went way down before it popped back out.
Peterson trying to set up the offense here. Boogie Ellis still on the bench for USC. 14:38 remaining. Three-point USC advantage. Dixon Waters with it at the top of the key, defended by Lindsay. Little pick and roll to Hornery, and a blocking foul is going to be charged to, I think, Connor Asijan.
Sure wish we had a monitor so we could see how some of these look in a different view.
It is on Asijan. That's his first personal. Second foul as a team for Wisconsin here in the second half, and Johnson will inbound underneath on the far side. They'll run the inbound play. Johnson finds Peterson in the corner, pump fake, then puts it on the floor. To Hornery at the top of the key, left wing. Dixon Waters with it into the corner. Hornery with the basketball. And Peterson dribbles over on the left wing. Behind his back, driving. Lost the basketball. Gilmore comes away with it, hands it off to Wall. Tyler Wall pushing it up the floor. Davis on the right wing. Now back to Wall, and they'll slow things down as Lindsay will set up the offense with 20 to shoot on the shot clock for Wisconsin. Lindsay left side to Gilmore. Asijan feeds down on the low block to Wall on that left side. In the paint, goes up and draws the foul. Kobe Johnson pleading his case. He can't believe it. But Wall earned that trip to the line.
Well, he might not have fouled him, but at least two other guys did. I mean, every time Tyler Wall gets anywhere near the paint, they just converge on him.
It was not on Johnson. It's on Hornery, his third personal. And the third team foul on USC. Wall at the line. First free throw in and out, no good. We've talked a lot about your legs, and today might be the day at the free throw line where you see that as much as anything.
Yeah, Wisconsin has not been very good so far from the free throw line.
Badgers just 2 for 6 from the charity stripe in this game. Chucky Hepburn back into the game as Isaac Lindsay takes his seat. Hornery out of the game. Boogie Ellis is back in for USC. Trying to make it a two-point ball game. Wall's second free throw is all cotton. And it's 44-42. USC with a two-point lead. Ellis brings it across half court. Johnson to right. They swing it around the perimeter now. Boogie Ellis with it at the top of the key. 12 to shoot on the shot clock. Hepburn defending him. Driving in on the right elbow. And then throws it away. And it's a turnover on USC.
That's something we haven't talked about. USC averaged almost 17 turnovers a game. And the first half, they were pretty clean. Those are the kind of plays that you see out of them quite frequently.
Badgers still have not scored a field goal in their last 5 minutes. Hepburn, right wing. Too strong. Rebound goes to White. Long three from Hepburn. No good. Here comes Ellis the other way. 13-15 remaining in the game. Two-point USC advantage. Ellis trying to work on that baseline. Picks up his dribble in a little bit of trouble. Now kicks it out to White on the right wing. Working against Davis. 15 to shoot on the shot clock. White driving. Leaves it for Wright on the right side. Now out to Johnson. Driving underneath. Got too far underneath. Wall able to cut him off. White with it. Now taken away by Asijan. And Asijan fouled by Dixon Waters.
Connor doing some nice work on the defensive end. Dug down, got the ball loose, grabbed it, and got fouled.
44-42 USC. First foul against Trey White is who they actually call it on, not on Dixon Waters. And Badger basketball as Hepburn will get it in from Wall and walk it across half court. Carter Gilmore on the right wing with the basketball. Now they get it to Davis at the top of the key. Dribbles over to the right side. Crosses over. Feeds Gilmore in the right corner. Gilmore against Morgan. Finds Asijan on the left wing. Driving down on the baseline. Shot is altered off the side of the backboard. No good. And tipped around into the hands of Boogie Ellis for USC.
That probably wasn't a great... He got pinned on the baseline and still tried to shoot it. Probably kicking it out would have been the best idea.
Dixon Waters with it. Now over to Boogie Ellis. Skip pass back over to Dixon Waters on the left wing. Defended by Wall. 11 to shoot on the shot clock for the Trojans. White working against Hepburn. Spin move on the baseline. Behind the backboard. Somehow he got that to fall from the left block. Looked like he was behind the backboard as he got that shot off. 46-42. Four-point Trojan lead. They siege into Wall in the left corner. Puts it on the floor, kicks out. Gilmore had an open three, puts it on the floor, nearly lost it. Back out to Hepburn, extra pass into the corner. Asijan buried the three!
Great job of passing the ball. Get it to the babyface assassin.
Points to Hepburn to give him credit for the nice pass. 1-point USC lead, 46-45. White underneath, going up strong. Too strong off the backboard, no good. Tipped around, and it stays with USC. And a timeout on the floor. Connor Asijan with a big three in the corner. And the Badgers within a point, 46-45, 11:33 remaining. Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. We'll take a timeout. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Game day. Green Bay and Minnesota. Place the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Insulin, penicillin, the heart transplant. All of these medical breakthroughs were thanks to research. Research made possible with the help of volunteers. That's where you come in. The All of Us Research Program is asking for people from across the U.S. to share their unique health information. Because the more data researchers have, the faster they can find the next health breakthrough. But there can be no breakthroughs without research, and there's no research without you. Learn more at joinallofus.org/WBA, sponsored by All of Us Wisconsin.
UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Back with you here courtside from our American Family Insurance broadcast position at the Battle for Atlantis, day number 3.
And we've got a stat sheet.
We got a stat sheet.
I love it.
We got a stat sheet.
We know what's going on.
This is the third place game between the Badgers and USC. The Trojans currently with a 46-45 victory. It's been a great game so far. This has been up and down the floor, and both teams have to be tired. Might come down to that here in the last 10 minutes plus. So who can kind of keep their legs underneath of them?
And I think Coach Gard's done a really nice job of getting Isaac Lynn and Carter Gilmore in there early in the third, in the second half, to give these guys a break. I mean, Chucky, I think, is going to be fairly fresh coming down the stretch. I think Stephen Crowell's going to be okay. They're riding Tyler pretty hard, but he'll go until the sun sets. So, all in all, I think they've got a chance to be fairly rested coming down the stretch, which will be important. Now, SC inbounding it.
Badgers going to need to get some shots to fall in this second half. Just 3 of 13 from the field here in the second half for Wisconsin. SC getting it in underneath Boogie Ellis. Lobs it into Morgan on the right elbow. Over on the left side, Dixon Waters. And then the handoff to Kobe Johnson and a foul against USC as the Seagen ended up on the deck. And that's going to go against Dixon Waters.
And that's that screen and roll they set well away from the basket on the wing. And the setter ends up running into the defensive player trying to chase. And Connor took one in the chin, but he's okay.
So Badger basketball trailing by a point, 46-45, 11:28 remaining in the game. Jordan Davis on the left wing. Feeds to Gilmore, who pops out top of the circle. Gives to Wall, dribbles over into the right corner. Working against Kobe Johnson. Spin move, Johnson cuts him off. Asijan open for three in the corner. Connor Asijan hit it again. His third three of the game. He's got 9, and the Badgers up by 2, 48-46.
I was hoping they'd call a foul on the guy had both hands on Tyler, but once he kicked it out, once the baby-faced assassin got it, it was over.
Ellis worked it on Hepburn on the right wing. Left side, Johnson with it against Tyler Wall. 10 to shoot on the shot clock. They work it inside to Morgan against Gilmore. Turnaround, sky hook is good over Gilmore.
Huge
tied
advantage.
At 48.
6'11", 7 foot, that can sky. Just a real easy little jump hook there.
Hepburn bringing it across half court. Tie ball game, 10:34 remaining. Asijan with it left side. Driving down into the paint. Kicks back out to Wall. Now Gilmore, top of the key. And now back out to Chucky Hepburn with 15 to shoot on the shot clock. Driving at the free throw line. Back to Gilmore, back to Hepburn, left of the key. Hepburn puts it on the floor. 7 to shoot. Finds the siege and pump fake. Puts it on the floor. Driving. Leaves it for Wall. Wall had it knocked away on the way up. Tipped around into the hands of USC. And a shot clock violation is called. It has been a physical game here today. Crowell will check back in, as will Klesmit. USC basketball here with 10:09 remaining in a 48-48 ball game. Gilmore and Davis will take a seat for Wisconsin. Boogie Ellis walking it up the floor for USC. Dribbles over to the left side as he brings it across half court. Cornering, touches it towards Johnson on the right wing. Now Hornery pops out at the top of the key for the basketball. Peterson coming off a screen. Tied up with Wall and Morgan. And a step back three for Peterson. USC up 51-48.
That was absolutely pitiful. Morgan setting a screen and actually ran out and blocked Tyler Waller. That's just terrible. It's a call that's got to be made.
Trojans by three, 9:44 remaining. Tyler Wall pleading his case, saying, I ended up on the floor. He grabbed my left shoulder.
And that's just ridiculous.
Badger basketball. Hepburn will bring it up across half court. Boogie Ellis telling his team we need to stop right here. Badger's trying to change that narrative. Crowell hands it off to Hepburn, right side, driving. Step back, Deuce in the corner. No good, too strong. Morgan with the rebound for USC.
Really a good wide open shot.
Ellis back across half court. Morgan, they swing it around left wing. Johnson now back out right of the circle to Hornery. Back to Ellis. Back to Hornery on the right wing. Walls defending him. Into the corner with Peterson. Trying to back in on Klesman. Working in on that right block. Turnaround jumper fading away. Climbs up and no good. But he gets his own rebound and the left-handed scoop shot's no good. Rebound goes to Asijan. Connor Asijan leaves it for Hepburn. In transition, Hepburn trying to find somebody. Slows it up. And now finds Wall at the high post. Kicking out to Asijan in the corner for three. No good.
Really a beautiful play by Chucky from the paint. Getting it out to Connor. Just missed it.
Ellis with the basketball now. 51-48, USC by three. 8:35 remaining. Ellis over on the right side, driving, kicks out left side. Peterson thought about a three, gives it up to Johnson. Now Hornery, wide open for three. That one's too strong. Rebound goes to Chucky Hepburn. Hepburn will slow things down just a little bit for the Badgers as he walks to the cross half court.
Connor's asking to come out. He's gotten really winded.
Klesman on the left wing to Wall. Back to Klesman, trying to feed it into Crowley. Does. On that left block, backing in on Morgan. Finds a cutting wall all the way to the glass for two. And he's going to the line. Flexing his muscles as he ends up on the floor at the end of the play. Tyler Wall.
Beautiful, beautiful pass by Stephen Crowell. And that's the advantage that the Wisconsin bigs have, I think, over all the bigs we play against. They both are such good passers. As long as people are cutting, we're going to get some easy buckets just like that one.
The foul is on Ellis. It's a 51-50 ball game. USC by a point. Wall going to the line to try to tie it up right here with 8:02 remaining. Wall with 9 points in the game. And he's into double figures as he drains the free throw, and we're tied at 51. Ellis with the basketball for USC across half court. Johnson flashes out to the right wing to take the basketball. Now right with it at the top of the circle. Ellis working against Hepburn. 15 to shoot. Driving in on the left block. Turnaround jumper over Hepburn. No good. He left it short. Wall with the rebound. Wall pushing the ball up the floor. Wall does not have numbers. Kicks out on the left wing to Klesman. Extra pass to Asijan. Back to Klesman. Driving in the paint. Finds Hepburn in the corner. Pump fake. Picks up his dribble. Wall now driving into the corner. Asijan, and he traveled before he put it on the floor. Badgers looked like they had a couple of looks in that possession. Kept making the extra pass. Stephen Crowell telling Chucky Hepburn, shoot that shot. We're tied at 51. Timeout on the floor. 7:24 remaining. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot, basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
Back with you from the American Family Insurance broadcast position here courtside at the Battle for Atlantis. Tied at 51. Couldn't ask for a better game so far between the Badgers and the Trojans of USC. 7:24 remaining in this one. WEA member benefits. I'd like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA member benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. Badgers really have shown that grittiness and that toughness all week long down here in the Bahamas.
Well, let's expect. Yeah, I think they've played very much how we expected them. They're going to play great defense. They're going to try to not turn the ball over. They've done a pretty good job of not turning the ball over too often. And then it just comes down to the games. Do they make shots or not? And the first half was very smooth and, you know, really a nice basketball to be watching because you knock some shots down. As you start missing some shots, it gets a little bit uglier. That's okay. Our guys don't mind playing that way, but you still got to make enough to score enough points to beat somebody.
Andy, it kind of feels a little bit like the second half yesterday where Tyler Wall just keeps getting downhill as this game progresses.
But USC is doing a really good job. Anytime he gets in the paint, four guys go to him. Mm-hmm. So either he's got to be really strong going to the rim or he's got to find guys some open threes.
USC basketball as we come out of the timeout. College sports is full of trash talk, but stats speak louder. We'll let F-150 speak for itself. Tough, smart, capable. Visit your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers today. Kobe Johnson brings it across half court for USC. They get it on the right wing with Dixon Waters defended by Asijan. Hornery to Peterson coming off a screen. Spins in the paint. And now kicks it back out. Dixon Waters puts it on the floor. Driving. Off the glass, no good. Tipped around. Hornery comes up with the rebound for the Trojans. And Peterson all alone on the left wing for three. And he doesn't miss those. Drew Peterson with a big three. It's 54-51. USC with 6:57 remaining. And Andy Enfield is pleading. He wants a flop called on Max Klesmet, but he's not going to get the call.
You don't get the rebound. You kick it out. And you've got their best shooter shooting a three. That's not good.
Hepburn will bring it across half court for the Badgers. Klesmet gets to a Asijan at the top of the key. Now Crowell with the basketball back over to Hepburn left of the circle. Chucky finds a Asijan right wing 4-3. It is good.
Beautiful.
Connor Asijan.
Connor set a screen and then came back off the screen. Generally, if you set a really hard screen, you're going to be the guy that gets open. He was wide open. Nothing but net.
Tied at 54. 6:30 remaining. Peterson working against Hepburn. Hepburn all over him. Left side, Johnson. Wall defending him. Cutting is Dixon Waters. And Asijan will draw the charge on Dixon Waters.
I think that was as much by mistake. He was had good position, but the guy turned to spin into him and hit him in the chest. Connor got the call.
Connor Asijan making things happen like he has all tournament long. He's got 12 points. He's been in double figures all 3 days. He's on his way to being on the all-tournament team, perhaps. And the Badgers trying to get their second win of this tournament. Tied at 54 with 6:14 to play. Klesmet with the basketball, driving. Right elbow. Back to Crowell. Crowell picks up his dribble back to Hepburn. Now with 16 to shoot on the shot clock. Hepburn clearing things out. Driving. Left elbow. Now to the left block. Picks up his dribble. Wall pops out. Foot on the line. No good. Too strong. Tipped around by Asijan. Knocked into the hands of Klesmet. Back into the hands of Hornery, who gets it to Johnson in the backcourt. USC coming the other way. Tied at 54. Up ahead, Peterson. Another wide open look for three. He is not missing those today. He buries another. He's got 17. And USC back out in front, 57-54.
Max got caught on a high screen. Peterson talking some trash right now.
Wall with the basketball, driving, spinning in the paint, underneath, and he traveled before the contact as he was going up. So Tyler Wall turns it over, had an opening, And he saw it.
He was surprised by the opening.
But he was just a little surprised.
Spin Andy. Move. No one was there. Clear sailing to the basket just one step early.
57-54. USC out in front. Trojans with the basketball. Peterson coming off the screen. Driving down on the right block against Klesmith. Trying to back him in. Turnaround jumper is no good. Tipped around. Tyler Wall comes away with a rebound for the Badgers. Running the floor. Wall trying to go coast to coast. Euro step off the glass for two.
Just put your head down and go to the hoop. That away, Tyler.
Playing downhill in the second half, just like he did yesterday. Tyler Wall. 57-56 USC. Johnson a floater in the lane. Too strong. And Chucky Hepburn with the rebound for Wisconsin. 4:40 remaining. Badgers trail by a point. What a basketball game this has been here today. Crowell set a screen. Hepburn won't use it. Spins to the left. Step back. Deuce is rattled home by Chucky Hepburn. Hepburn with 13 in the game, and the Badgers take a one-point lead, 58-57.
Chucky's got some rhythm going. It's more looking like the Chucky Hepburn that we've seen for the last year.
Andy Enfield needs a timeout. Badgers back up by a point, 58-57. They've made four of their last five shots from the field. We're going to take a timeout as well. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net, it scores!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Hello?
Man, where are you? I thought you were coming.
I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? Whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf. Man, I'll call you back.
Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Back with you courtside here at the Battle for Atlantis, 58-57. Badgers with a one-point lead. 4:15 remaining in this one. UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers, and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. What game this has been so far. They reviewed the Connor Asijan three in the corner from earlier in the half during this timeout, but it will stay a three. Good news for the Badgers there.
Never love it when the officials go to the monitor. Nothing ever good happens.
Andy North and Lane Grindle with you from the American Family Insurance broadcast position here.
SC 5-for-7 for threes for this half. It's all been Peterson.
Yeah, Peterson himself is 5-for-5 beyond the arc in this game.
If you lose him, you're going to pay, and that's the bottom line. He's been fantastic. He knew that coming in.
He came in just 6 of 23 beyond the arc for the season. Now, he's been a good shooter over the course of his career.
He's been high 40s.
you knew that that was going to correct itself eventually, and unfortunately for the Badgers, it's doing so here today. Ellis with the basketball coming out of the timeout. Gives to Johnson, back out to Ellis. Deep three for Ellis, and that's short, but the offensive rebound goes to Peterson in the corner. Kobe Johnson for three. That's in and out, no good. Connor Asijan with the rebound for Wisconsin.
We've seen so many threes in this tournament. There have been such bad shots. The rebounds are weird.
Badger basketball, Asijan with it at the top of the key. Bounce pass to Crowell on the right side. Now Hepburn puts it on the floor with his left hand. Driving into the left block, backing in on Peterson. Spinning and nothing doing, so he kicks it out to Wall with six to shoot of the shot clock. Wall working against White. Crosses him over, trying to get downhill. Left elbow jumper for Tyler Wall is good. Badgers by three, 60-57.
Shot you don't see Tyler take very often. He's driving to the basket, pulled up from about 12 feet, and just nothing at the bottom.
Peterson to the basketball for USC. 3:15 remaining. Peterson driving. Turns around, nothing doing. Gives it up to Ellis on the right wing. Dribbles over to the top of the key. 10 to shoot on the shot clock for the Trojans. Working against Wall. Driving down on the right block. It's off the rim, no good. Crowell with the rebound. Here comes Wall going the other way. He wants to push. And now he'll back it out and get it to Hepburn and set the offensive on some clock.
Really smart.
To Klesman, spinning, driving on the right side. Kicks out to Crowell. Wide open, 4-3. And off the side of the backboard, no good from Stephen Crowell. And Morgan tracks it down for USC. The Trojans with the basketball now.
That was the kind of three that we've seen Stephen make so often late in games to take the lead or extend it. Now they need a defensive stop.
Peterson. Wall fell down momentarily, but recovers. Rises up for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. Wall gets the rebound. And again, into the front court, Wall. This time, he will slow things down. Gets it to Asijan on the right side. Back to Wall, and now Hepburn. Again, going to burn a little clock here. 2:08 remaining. A three-point Badger lead. Crowell with it at the top of the key. Dribble to use. Puts it on the floor one time. Now picks it up and gives back to Hepburn with eight to shoot on the shot clock. Ellis is defending him. Five to shoot. Four to shoot. Hepburn from the left elbow rises up. The jumper no good. And the rebound skied for by Johnson for USC. Trojans up ahead. And a timeout called by Andy Enfield. 60-57. Badgers with a three-point lead here in this second half. There's a timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matza Matt for Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza, and you'll find that in a Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, it's a top-tier pizza proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese is produced in Monroe, Wisconsin with expertise from our family's four generations of cheese making. We start with high-quality milk from local dairy farms so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Brands, a proud sponsor of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
WEA member benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA member benefits enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. With Andy North, Lane Grindle with you from the American Family Insurance broadcast table here in the Bahamas. Badgers with a three-point lead, 60-57, a minute 43 remaining. I feel like we've been here before, Andy.
It seems like every game. You know, and I think this is going to be the case with this team as we go through the year. The Big Ten is going to be so competitive. These guys are going to fight and scrap as best they can. And there's going to be a lot of close games. It's, you know, who can make plays in the last 4 minutes?
Badgers on a 6-0 run over the last 3 minutes and 14 seconds of this game. USC has missed their last 7 shots and just 2 for their last 14. They have not scored in the last 4 minutes of game action. And it is USC basketball as we come out of the timeout. This is the third place game here in the Bahamas. Hornery will get it in for Boogie Ellis. In the front court for USC. Cross it over on Heffern, trying to go all the way with a right hand. No good. Chucky got just enough of a little hip check on him to alter the shot. Tyler Wall comes away with the rebound. Here comes Heffern on the right wing. And now, again, the Badgers will milk some clock with a three-point lead. Run their offense. Klesmet gets to Jordan Davis. Right side, Heffern. 12 to shoot on the shot clock. Crowell over to Wall. Back to Heffern. Driving at the free throw line. Now backs it back out right wing in the corner. Klesmet, 5 to shoot. Heffern driving left side in the paint. Rises up for 2. And the teardrop falls for Chucky Heffern, 62-57.
That's what you like to see. Chucky got all the way down deep into the paint versus settling for a fall away.
56 seconds remaining, a 5-point Badger lead. Ellis, left elbow jumper is good. Oh, Boogie Ellis is a scoring machine.
Big time play.
62-59, Boogie Ellis, he's got 15 in the game. 43 seconds remaining. Wall with it, nearly taken away, but Davis comes away with it. And now back to Heffern. 13 to shoot on the shot clock for the Badgers.
Badgers running high screen and roll with Steven and Chucky.
Chucky driving. Step back. Right elbow jumper. Too strong. Ellis gets the rebound for USC. 20 seconds remaining. Shot clock off. It's a three-point Badger advantage. And a timeout called by Andy Enfield. His team trailing by 3 with 20 seconds remaining. Badgers trying to hold on to this one and trying to win their second game in this tournament and the third place game at that.
Didn't love that last shot from Chucky as much as the one before. We got deep into the paint. That one was more of the fall away from 15 feet that we see him shoot that he's really good at. But deep into the game, love to see him get deeper into the paint.
Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. We're going to need to catch our breath when this one's over. This has been up and down the floor, and this has been every bit the thriller that yesterday was between third-ranked Kansas and the Badgers.
Yeah, this is all about defending the three-point line. 20 seconds to go. You surely expect that Ellis or Peterson will get the shot here. And if somebody beats you inside for 2, you know, that's what it is. But make him use some clock. And hopefully that you can keep the ball out of those two guys' hands.
Ellis is so good at shooting off the dribble. You have the option of just trying to clear out and see if he can create some separation and get a 3 himself. Or they can run something for Peterson, because when they've been able to run him off screens and get him open looks, especially from the wing, he's been very, very unstoppable.
Well, he's a terrific player. He's not probably as athletic as some of the great All-American type players you see. But boy, when he gets the ball in his hands and he's got a chance to shoot it, he's really good.
Three-point Badger advantage. Remember, the Badgers done such a good job against the three-point shot over the course of this season, but today a little different story. USC shooting 50% beyond the arc in this game. They're 11 of 22 from 3.
They've made more threes in this game than the Badgers have given up in their first 5.
Yeah.
Watch out for the guy who inbounds the ball.
Badgers giving up just 18% against them from 3 coming into the day. Ellis with the ball on the inbound. Now Peterson. Heffern steals it from him. Heffern into the front court. Heffern all the way off the glass for 2. Chucky Heffern with the defensive play of the game. 64-59. 7 seconds remaining. Boogie Ellis long range 3. In and out, no good. Rebound goes to Jordan Davis. 2-1. Zeros. Greg Gard with the fist pump. And the Badgers win a thriller in the Bahamas. 64-59.
Well, we saw Chucky Heffern today that we've known over the years. Defense was fantastic all game long. He held
Ellis to only 2 points in the second half, kept him from getting to the bucket, and then with the steal out in front there from Peterson, what a beautiful way to finish this game.
Badgers make it a great week in the Bahamas. They improved to 5-1, and what a job by Chucky Hepburn today, waiting for him to get going, and he had some big-time plays in this game, including the game winner.
Big time, and I think these guys will get a little lunch. They may get to see the beach for a little while this afternoon. They've been really good about not being out and about, trying to keep rest and keep their energy levels, and big-time win.
They have earned it, and then some, Andy, with the way they played all tournament long. The Badgers just doing an absolutely outstanding job in this tournament. Nearly knocked off number 3 Kansas yesterday, and a huge win over a really good USC team here today. As Greg Gard joining us courtside, what a thrilling end to this one, Coach. And boy, what can you say about Chucky Hepburn coming up with the play of the game there at the end?
Man, as I grabbed him there as we're coming off the floor, I said, my kid's back. My kid's back, because he's been struggling, man. I feel bad for him. I know how good a player he is, and for him to step up in that moment, 4 assists, 1 turnover, huge steal off a really good, you know, good player. What a gritty, gutty, when things couldn't go quite right. We got some toughness with this group.
Chucky did an unbelievable job on Ellis in the second half. Ellis was trying so hard to get to the rim, particularly the last 5 or 6 minutes. Chucky was in front of him, put a body on him.
Yeah.
All the kind of stuff you teach, he was beautifully done.
Yeah, I mean, that high-caliber guard like that to 2 points in the second half, that's a heck of a defensive job.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah, we needed that one. After yesterday, you know, I emphasize over and over, we can't feel sorry for ourselves. And that's always the risk of the hangover game when we, you know, quite frankly, should have won that one yesterday. How do we respond? And that they responded really, really well.
We thought the energy level from our guys was unbelievable for the third game, which sometimes these games get really ugly.
Exactly.
They came out and they got after it early, and it was really nice to see.
It did, yeah. That's a good team. They're going to win a lot of games in the Pac-12. So I'm just proud of our guys because, like I said, after getting knocked down yesterday, to get back up and come in and perform in less than, you know, roughly 24 hours in overtime, and contributions from, you know, all across the board.
Jordan Davis was Jordan Davis.
Yes.
Cutting hard, playing good defense, rebounding, doing the things that he had a steal. I mean, that was
absolutely.
If guys understand what they can do and just do it.
Yep. Stay true to us. Stay true to us.
You haven't said that very often, have you?
No.
You were able to run a lot of inside-out offense today, too, which I know you like. The post passed it very well.
When we did, we were good. When we didn't, our offensive numbers dipped. So, you know, they understand it. They know. I can hear them on the floor saying, hey, touch the post, which whether it's organically or through something we call playing inside-out and getting to the free throw line. That was big again. I mean, we shoot a whopping 8. But we're able to get to the bonus there and put some pressure on them late.
I thought you guys did an awesome job of not letting them get to the line. They've averaged like 23 or 4 free throws a game, and they didn't shoot very many today because the defense was solid and not a lot of reaching and grabbing and that sort of stuff. So you
gave up too many threes, but that'll be a good learning because we gambled in some areas that gave up some threes back-to-back twice with Peterson. Man, he's turned into a heck of a player too. That's like I said, to come out down here and to get 2 out of 3, we would have loved to have yesterday be playing tonight, but proud of our group. We've grown up a lot here.
Any chance you maybe put your feet up and go lay on the beach
a little bit?
Maybe have an adult beverage or two?
Yes, finally, I can get out. All right.
You've earned
it. Thanks, guys.
Well done. Thank you, Coach. Greg Gard with us here courtside after a thrilling 64-59 victory for Wisconsin over USC in the third place game here in the battle for Atlantis. We got so much more coming your way, so stay with us. First, though, I got to get the Old Dominion freight line. Best in the game from you, and this one's kind of easy, I think.
I think we got to go with Chucky. I mean, how he's struggled and has hung in there and has not gotten down on himself, making 3 big threes early in the game that sort of set the tone, and then his defense the last 10 minutes was fantastic. I think partly because Coach Gard did a great job of getting him off the floor some. He was fresh at the end. I don't think Ellis was.
Best in the game brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. 64-59 the final. Don't go anywhere. The Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Game day. Green Bay and Minnesota. Place the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoosels at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Ready for our little forest adventure?